Happy rainy Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mr. Styles Podcast, and that's Season 5, Episode 29, The Week That Was, for February 26, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. This is a special remote Saturday morning, early Saturday morning podcast. It is 6:36 in the morning. I'm up at PAECT State Board Meeting in State College. I'm on my second espresso. Pause for a sip. Oh, is that good? So I'm a little caffeinated up this morning. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. In this episode, we will review the week that was for February 26, 2024. We'll tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week, all of this, maybe more, probably less. In this week's top-rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Start this episode off with a student email of the week. We're back to student emails of the week, even though I've been fielding questions left and right in class. This week's student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It reads, and this is actually a recent one. It's from yesterday when I was traveling. It popped up. So, Mr. Sal, you shared that choice board yesterday in class, and that means it's coming from my honors class. Are you thinking of making one for you? How will it work? Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
Excellent question. I am trying to make one right now. I'm going to use theirs if you guys like it. I wanted some feedback from you guys. It was an optional enrichment assignment. I'm going to roll something like that out. I'm working on building my own, but they have one that's built really, really well. So I'm thinking, you know, I'll try reinventing the wheel and make something tailored a little more to what we're doing. But I like that concept. You have various things you can do. Pause for a sip of espresso. And try and get some ideas from you guys to build out another board. So that we can have a variety of different things we can do. So yes, I'm looking to build one. In the meantime, I will probably just use theirs. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your questions or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your message read on this award-winning and highly popular somewhere on the internet podcast. So we're going to move on to the week in review. It's going to be brief. We started the week off with some Elvis Costello, followed on Thursday with some great Donny Iris celebrate his 81st birthday. Also, weather-wise, we started out kind of warm, then stormy, then very cold in the mornings. Class content-wise, we had time to review the student-made flashcards based on the Civil Rights projects. Then we discussed the class podcast, which we're going to start moving into. I had some of you reach out and want to participate in that. And here's where we split off honors. We worked on some artificial intelligence with Canva, attempting to make projects that parallel your projects that you made on civil rights. So we entered the parallel universe of artificial intelligence. We did have some troubles. I think we worked around it. I will find out on Monday, but more on that when we preview the upcoming week. Regular US2 classes, you worked on your project reflections. It's some questions to answer, type them up in a Google Doc, proofread everything, turn it in. Some of you finished tying up loose ends for your projects, and Friday, you started watching your classmates' presentations and taking notes on those projects. The questions you were to focus on were in Schoology. You would turn in those, do it on paper, turn in your notes to the substitute on Friday. I'll give you guys participation points for your efforts. So that's basically the week in review. Things I always talk about, and I got to make some files on this so I don't have to keep reading this. Remember, I have added a link to study skills resources in each class's Schoology page. That's in the folder labeled important class links and resources. There's a link labeled note taking. That takes you to the class wiki, where I have curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everyone learns differently. If how you're studying is not working well enough for you, take a look at some of the other ways to study and experiment with them. I still have a bunch of free pocketed folders for students. If you're interested in one, let me know. Remember, honor students are encouraged to keep notebooks, but they're not mandatory. Keep them either virtual or physical. Regular US classes, they are required since they're part of the class grade, and you can use your handwritten notes on tests, assessments, quizzes, all that fun stuff. I do have new notebooks also, along with those free pocketed folders, so if you need one, don't buy one, see me. I also have some big three ring binders if you're looking for those. So what's up, New Brighton? We had a special extra club meeting on Thursday. We worked on some ideas for the show, and we started filming some more episodes for the show. Whew. The show page is linked on YouTube under the Important Class Links and Resources folder in Schoology. That takes us up to no siren sound this week, but the optional enrichment assignments I talked about. The stick together is there. The honors, there's the optional choice boards. We have the podcast that's coming out. We have a lot of things going on with that. See me. I also have that weekly coding project. I have students sign up for that, Tinker. So there's a lot of things we can do for enrichment once you get done with your classwork. Now, that's a lot of information. We're about ready to get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. And I don't know. Thank you. Oh. I appreciate the applause from the virtual crowd. I don't know why, but they were clapping. I'll accept it. It's now time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. Thank you. Thank you very much. Man, I got to turn down the volume on my iPad because that is just crushing my eardrums right now. This week's dad joke of the week. I left my joke book at home, so this one's coming from courtesy of menshealth.com. I don't know if I've used this one or not before, but this is a good one. I liked it. What's the difference? This is a brain teaser for you. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle? Anyone? The difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle. Anybody know the difference? Attire. Get it? Attire. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the crows are being heard from this week once again. So, we're going to go into next week's preview. For next week, US 2, you're going to continue looking over flashcards if you're done taking notes. And if you're not done taking notes, look over your classmates' projects, taking notes while you do so. The questions are in Schoology in Friday's folder, what you should focus on. Some of you still have a few odds and ends to tie up. Do that. Honors US 2, we're going to take a look and see where your projects stand. I know a couple people emailed me. They were having trouble. We'll troubleshoot those and see what's going on. I appreciate the students that came in to help work through the issues we were having with Canva. You guys are getting, the Yins guys, get some Pittsburghese going here. Yins guys are going to get some extra credit for your efforts. I appreciate the help. So that's where we stand with things. We'll touch base, see where we're going. And from there, you will eventually get into your project reflections. I have to adjust the rubric, and I have to add one more layer to what you're going to talk about. And those will be posted to your blogs. Those of you that get done with your assignments in both US 2 and Honors US 2, you can take a look at the enrichment assignments. You can take a look at the new choice board and go on from there. So we've covered a lot of information. I am going to take a break and go grab my water because I've had enough espresso so far this morning. I will be
right back. Okay, so we're going to go into school announcements. We still have some college visits going on. This is why I don't like drinking too much espresso before I podcast. There's some college visits going on. There's a list in the back in the hallway going out of my door, back of my room by the door, and also up in guidance. If you need to do a college visit, check them out. Even if you've had all your college visits, still check those out. See what opportunities you have. They have tech schools, trade schools, colleges. Check out those options. See what fits what you want to do when you get out of college. Or excuse me, get out of high school. Check out What's Up New Brighton. The internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. We have the TikTok channel. Students were asking about... when I'm posting another TikTok, I have an idea coming up. It's just a matter of having time to film it, but it is going to be a blockbuster way to make money legally. So that will be coming up shortly. I just got to film it, and I'll see how that goes. Check out ebooks from the library. You can check them out anytime during the school year, over the summer, during breaks, over weekends. See Mrs. Berger for details. See Ms. D for details. See me for details if you need to know how to do that. Speaking of ebooks, I've gotten ebooks from the public library. I have one on my Kindle right now. I can read when I'm up here and I get some free time. And that's pretty much it. I think that is the end of the announcements. So as we go to end this podcast, I always want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, please send me some constructive criticism. Don't blame anyone else. If you like what you hear, send me some complimentary emails. I appreciate those. Next thing I want to mention is there are several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what is going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices and educational technology today. And speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod A live stream and podcast, where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts such as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all kinds, I think even iHeartRadio. So we're all over the place. Check us out. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. In fact, our next episode is coming up this Tuesday night at 7. Next thing we're going to talk about is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211.org or 211 on your phone. We also have the website 511pa.com. It's great for travelers, especially this time of year with the weather being crazy as it is, snowing one day, raining the next. You have construction going on. 511pa.com shows you driving conditions across the state, shows you where the location of PennDOT snowplows are if needed, and has traffic cams that show live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. Shows you construction, road closures, all that fun stuff. Once again, that is 511pa.com. You can check that out. You can dial 511 on your phone, or you can download the 511PA app. I use this resource all the time when I travel. So everybody, that wraps up this week's show. Have a great rest of your weekend. I will see you guys Monday.